today's news. Hello and welcome to Old News, the programme and podcast which looks at news stories of the day through the papers of yesterday. Or is that yesteryear? Take your pick. Now, you might have noticed, you might not, that a by-election's been taking place recently in Port St Mary. Commissioners, very important? Well, in theory, yes, they are, because they directly affect your lives and make local decisions. Never seem to be massive turnouts. Either way, it was all covered live on Manx Radio, and congratulations to the two successful candidates. I thought it might be a good excuse to look back at what's been going on in the day in Port St Mary, the excitement which has been the local authority elections, perhaps. Or otherwise. Or what do they actually get up to? How often do Port St Mary commissioners feature? Well, quite a lot if you look back in the papers, it would seem. We'll go back to the Alderman Examiner of Saturday, May the 24th, 1902. The Port St Mary commissioners invite tenders for the drainage of that portion of Port St Mary extending from Athol Street to Port St Mary Farm, and from the Albert Hotel along the lane towards Fistard Road. Plans and specifications may be obtained on application to the chairman of the commissioners. Sealed tenders marked drainage to be forwarded to the undersigned on or before Saturday, May the 31st, 1902. And the chairman of Port St Mary commissioners at the time, Mr J.J. Sansbury, points out the commissioners do not bind themselves to accept the lowest or any tender. Take your pick. If we skip to 1928 in the Isle of Man Examiner, Friday, May the 18th, Port St Mary commissioners met on Tuesday, Mr H.A. Cool presiding. The accounts included a payment of £27.10 to Insular Government, being the first annual instalment on the sum of £550 borrowed for rebuilding the lower promenade wall. The plans of a new dwelling house on the Barney Moor, Fistard Road, for Mr. Robert Neen of Liverpool were unanimously adopted, the chairman remarking that the health committee were very well pleased with the plans and it was a pleasure to pass them. It then goes on to discuss the regulation of vehicular traffic. The recommendations of streets committees apropos the communications from government office containing suggestions of the road traffic advisory committee were read, and consideration was deferred until committee stage. They were deferring even then, probably still deferred. Mr. J.J. Qualtro, J.P., stated that in the case of the letter expressing the view that stagecoaches should not be permitted within the towns and village districts to stop at any place except terminus or stand or stop within 40 yards of any crossroads or intersecting road corner, the committee recommended a minimum of 40 yards and a maximum of 50 yards from the corners. Owing to the number of side streets and crossroads, this was not an easy matter to deal with, and in some cases they might not work in as much as 40 yards. The advisory committee's suggestion that where there was no footpath, pedestrians should keep to the right of the road should prove very valuable, we're told, in the regulation of the traffic. And I do like the fact that we're still talking about stagecoaches. I assume in 1928 they weren't still being pulled by horses. 10 years later, 1938, the Isle of Man Examiner, Friday, October the 28th, Port St Mary commissioners, Port St Mary blackout, electricity board in ignorance of power failure, questions at the commissioners' meeting. Big news. A street blackout in Port St Mary on 2 days of this week caused by the failure of the electric street lamps was the subject of comment at the commissioners' meeting on Tuesday. The streets were in darkness for the greater part of Sunday and Monday evening, and Mr. J.J. Qualtro, J.P., brought the matter up during the meeting. He asked if there was any explanation for the failure of the electricity supply. Mr. W.C. Kelly said he understood there was a technical fault. He was straight in there, wasn't he, Mr. Kelly? The electricity board were informed about it, he added. Mr. Alfred Moore, the chairman, said they were not informed until Monday night. He said that he had intended to get in touch with the electricity board on Sunday, but he was given to understand that the board would already have knowledge of the matter. On Monday evening, however, when the lights were still out, Mr. Kelly rang up the electricity board and was informed that was the first they'd heard about it. Oh dear. Nothing changed there then. Around the 1938, can't find the actual paper for this one, Port St Mary commissioners missed their beauty sleep on Monday night. For the fortnightly meeting of the commissioners on Tuesday, Mr Alfred Moore, the chairman, reported that a meeting of the lighting committee took place at 10 o'clock the previous night. Let's hope the lights were on for that. The venue was The Point, Port St Mary, and all members were present. During the meeting, Mr R.G. Quayle asked when the board proposed finally to consider the plans for the proposed development of Ganzi. He said the sea wall, which they contemplated erecting in connection with the scheme, would be expected to employ around 12 to 16 men next winter. Winter work schemes, of course, and as schemes had to be submitted to government office early next year, he thought they should be getting it prepared. The plans had been in the office for 2 or 3 months, and he thought they ought to consider them. Well, you don't want to rush into it. Mr Moore, the chairman, said he would have a meeting called in good time to have the schemes prepared, and the matter was not discussed further. The publicity board inquired if the commissioners would again give the special prizes for pictures taken within their district in the board's 1939 photographic competition. Mr Frank Madrill said the competition brought many snapshot enthusiasts into Port St Mary. In fact, there were hundreds of photographs taken in this year's competition. It was unanimously decided to present the prizes as last year. The question of revision of the matter of the Publicity Board's 1939 guide was also considered at the meeting. 1940 in the Alderman Times, Saturday, June the 22nd, the Port St Mary Commissioners' meeting, always regularly reported, of course, and back now on Manx Radio these days with our LDR coverage. Road repairs and government grants at the fortnightly meeting of Port St Mary Commissioners at the Town Hall on Tuesday. The following letter was read from Government Office. I am directed by His Excellency the Lieutenant Governor to acquaint you for the information of the Port St Mary Commissioners that at a sitting of Tynwald held on the 11th of June 1940, the following votes were passed. 1. A grant of 75% towards the cost of reconstruction and maintenance of approved first-class roads in Port St Mary, a sum of £101. That should fill half a pothole now, I think. 2. A grant of 50% towards the cost of reconstruction and maintenance of approved second-class roads in Port St Mary, £78. 3. A grant of 50% of the excess expenditure incurred in carrying out the scheme for the development of Ganzi, Port St Mary, £56. A lot of money, of course, in 1940, to be fair. I am to state that the estimates of expenditure for the year ended the 31st of March 1941, which include these votes, are being submitted for Treasury sanction. And as soon as this has been received, a further communication will be addressed to you. In the war years, Alderman Examiner, Friday, November the 7th, 1941. Port St Mary Scrap Metal Drive. When at Tuesday's meeting of the Port St Mary Commissioners, a letter was read from the Ministry of Supply stating that it had been decided to requisition all unnecessary iron and steel railings in the country for scrap for use in iron and steelworks and foundries. Mr H.B. Jones inquired if that meant taking away the railings from little gardens. The chairman, Mr Alfred Moore, said that he thought in this time of emergency the commissioners ought to part with the lamp standards which were lying in the stores. Mr. J.J. Qualtrough proposed and Mr. Jones seconded a resolution to that effect which was carried unanimously. It was further decided that the Streets Committee ascertain what surplus iron and steel materials could be usefully disposed of. Mr. R.G. Quayle said that a derelict vessel, the Progress, could provide a lot of useful scrap, including the chains. Though actually outside the jurisdiction of the commissioners, reference was made to the tons of dilapidated railings around the graves in the old part of Russian churchyard, long since neglected, which might be utilised to good purpose, and the ground levelled and tidied. You forget, of course, it was desperate times, and lots of railings, garden railings, and lampposts and all sorts were indeed melted down. 1951, after the war, Times, the Alderman Times, Saturday, July the 14th, buses bypass Port St Mary. Port St Mary commissioners at their meeting on Tuesday decided to send a letter of protest to the manager of the road services as the buses were bypassing the village. Mr W. E. Kelly said that he was disappointed that the bus from Port Erin to Peel did not call at Port St Mary, as conversation earlier with Mr Sheard had led him to expect, and also he thought that the Shore Road bus should come into the village. The bus halted in the narrowest part of the main street instead of at the proper stop further up. In his capacity as chairman of the Health Committee, Mr Kelly complained of hooliganism in the village. people were causing considerable damage to the public conveniences. There had been trouble before, but for about 2 years it had stopped and had recently restarted. If you thought that vandalism was a new issue, think again, of course. 1951. Vandals going strong, sadly. Ports and Merry Commissioners, what were they up to in 1952? The Times, Saturday, February the 9th. Cement surface for road to beach. Endless excitement it is. Ports and Merry Commissioners on Tuesday adopted the Roads Committee's report recommending that the track leading down Happy Valley to the promenade be cement surfaced at an approximate cost of £500. A lot of money in 1952. A letter from the Ports and Merry Boarding House and Hotel Association asked that the bins be emptied 3 times a week. The clerk, Mr. Harold Caron, said that the bigger houses were emptied daily. The letter also suggested that the streets should be tidied earlier in the day before the visitors were about. That would make sense, wouldn't it? They also suggested that the Russian Silver Band should play selections on the beach, presumably when the tide was out. The letter was noted, and the matters left to the clerk. Oh, that could be dangerous. Next year, 1953, the Alderman Times, Saturday, January the 10th. A water query in Port St Mary Commissioners. Port St Mary Commissioners at their meeting on Tuesday decided to ask for an immediate analysis of a sample of water at the four roads, as the analyst's report of an inspection made on December the 17th said that the water was not of sufficient purity for ordinary domestic purposes. It was stated that there were 1,940 organisms in a milligram of water. That does sound quite a lot, doesn't it? Mr. H.A. Cool said that it could have been caused by the recent heavy rainfall. The board decided to call a public meeting and invite a civil defence personality to speak on the need for volunteers after a letter had been received from the Municipal Association stressing the need for people to join. I do hope they got that water sorted out. Sounds like there was more wildlife in a millilitre of water in Port St Mary than you'd find in the wildlife park. And finally, 1953... Encourage entertainment for visitors, we are told under the heading of Port St Mary Commissioners. The commissioners plead that they should do everything they could to encourage entertainment for visitors in summer, urged by Mr. J.W. Jackson at a public meeting of Port St Mary Commissioners on Tuesday. He was referring particularly to Sunday concerts. It was agreed to give authority to the Town Hall Committee to fix the prices for letting the hall for Sunday concerts. Last year, the Town Hall was offered free to the Hotel and Boarding Housekeepers Association to run Sunday concerts, said Mr. Jackson. It is still the policy of the board to put the hall at the disposal of responsible people for Sunday concerts. That 270 people attended an excellent concert given in the hall recently by a well-known choir showed that there was a demand by visitors for such entertainment, especially as the same concert had been given in the previous week in Port Erin. Concerts of that description should get every encouragement. He understood that another inquiry for the hall had not developed further because of the cost of the hall. In fairness to the clerk, it would only be right to state a definite policy whether there was to be a charge or not, or whether they intended to allow one association to use it free of cost and to charge other organisations. Seems a little iniquitous, doesn't it? But 270 people for a choir concert? Not bad going, I would say, particularly when the same concert but the sound of it had been given in Port Erin only a few days earlier. And finally, from the same year, and from the same paper, the Alderman Times of Saturday, August the 22nd, monstrosity becomes popular, we're told. Mr. W.E. Kelly, chairman of the Port St Mary Commissioners, stated that, with a chuckle, on Tuesday, it wasn't all serious business, there was levity like this, that the four roads roundabout at Russian was becoming popular. This is the roundabout which was described in a Timble debate as a monstrosity. Quite right, too, a carbuncle, perhaps. It's been all go at Port St Mary Commissioners, it seems, for at least 100 years, probably considerably longer, and no doubt a huge amount of worthy work done there, as it is now. They do work away in the background, perhaps doing all those boring things that just need to be done. And perhaps we should be grateful that someone is prepared to do that work. Whichever way you look at it, it's all old news. I'll be back next Sunday. Cheerio. You're gonna be yesterday's news.